for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. And again, this will be our last broadcast of 2021. We will not be on next Wednesday night, just to some rest and relaxation. We're going to be off another week, and so we're just going to take next week off. So this will be the last broadcast of 2021, and I would like to thank everyone for that tunes in to our broadcast. Thank you all very much. So tonight we're going to obviously recap last week of events. We'll go over our COVID updates as we normally do, and also kind of recap 2021 a little bit. And as we go forward into 2022, some things that look brighter, that don't look brighter, or however it may be. So
it is what it is, right?
It is what it is.
So let's start with our COVID numbers here real quick. We'll go back a week ago. A week ago, there were 63 cases here in Powell County. Going back to a week ago, Thursday, 59 cases, so 8 new cases, and then 12 were removed from isolation, so the number went down to 59. Going back to last Friday, 63 cases, so 9 new cases, and then 5 were removed. Then we come to Monday, 14 new cases, and 31 released. So that brought the number down to 46. So things were looking pretty good going back to Monday. Yesterday, there were 33 new cases. So just like that, in a 24-hour period, the numbers, at least reported numbers, had gone up. 9 were removed, so that put the active count back to 69. So when you look at the number of cases, you know, it being 33 new cases, taking that number back up to 69. That makes things just a little bit rough in many respects. And just for the record, that 33 new cases, that was for Tuesday and Wednesday. That includes today's numbers as well. So basically, we're right back where we were a week ago. We've picked up those 6 additional cases from a week ago, but the numbers still not great, still not where we need them to be. Obviously, you know, you watch the news, the variant that's out there, the Omicron variant that's out there. I believe it's in all states now, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously, it seems to be spreading a lot more quickly, yeah, in a sense. I know several people right now that are actually dealing with that. Some have been vaccinated, some have not been vaccinated. But just the idea of people having to go through this during this time when everybody's getting ready to get ramped up as far as having family in, visiting, traveling, whatever the case might be. So obviously, back where we were almost a year ago, in a sense, that people are going to have to be very cautious on who you're surrounding yourself with during this time.
It's a very tough time with COVID. You look at, you know, if you look at the trends internationally, it kind of gives you an idea of what's coming. It seems like, for whatever reason, I guess we're doing a pretty good job. At least the variants aren't starting here. But like where it did start, I think, in Australia, and why this is going on, I didn't get to the broadcast part of this news clip, but I guess where in Australia, where it originated, the numbers have actually now started to decrease. Why that is, I don't know. I'm not sure science can figure it out, but at least if it's maybe a shorter lasting trend, that's a good thing. But right now we see the numbers that are doubling, tripling daily. That's the scary part. Again, we're getting ready to go into the holiday break where, you know, people are going to be gathering for Christmas. You know, people are going to be gathering for New Year's. you know, you got like UK today supposed to play Louisville. It's canceled due to the Louisville with COVID, and then Western's coming in. Now, you got these folks going to the ball game. I mean, it's in shopping, malls, full restaurants, I'm sure, are pretty busy. All these things that are connected, you think there's another little surge coming. Hopefully, enough people have been vaccinated, boosted, or had COVID recently where they've at least got some antibodies to be able to fight Omicron. But the numbers right now just don't look very good at all. I mean, they're preparing for, I know they've released, what, over 1,000 new medical personnel federally. In Ohio, I know they called in the National Guard to staff overcrowding, getting ready to happen there. And I think it's going to happen other places. There's now a shortage on home tests, and there's a shortage of actual tests. So yesterday I saw, you could see lines in New York City, 10 blocks long, waiting to be tested. Standing in line, I mean, for hours, waiting to get a test because of Christmas holidays. You know, some people, you can't travel. Some folks don't want to go in on their maybe elder parents or family. So people are at least trying to do good, and that's an awesome thing to. I know we were at a gathering the other day where I was, and several people got tested just to go to the gathering. I think that, to me, that shows a lot of responsibility with folks these days. So again, but that's because tests were easy to come by. Now we have a little shortage of tests. What's going to happen now?
Yeah, and the fact that actually more tests, the president had his press conference yesterday.
A billion?
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah. You know, but still, the home test, to be able to get those out, in addition to putting more staff members out there in order to open up more testing sites to increase that capacity. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of people accepting that responsibility. Obviously, if you fly airplane, you have to be tested 24 hours, so who knows what people's travel arrangements are as far as flying across the country or even out of the country. Getting that taken care of, the rapid test, you can't find those as far as, like, you know, going into the local pharmacy, be able to find those. So therefore, people who were looking for that to be an option for themselves, that's not even available. So therefore, you're going to have to wait in line. And there's obviously a lot more people now that are getting vaccinated. The number of people who are in line, and if you will, to get vaccinated, those numbers continue to increase.
Well, but you say increased. That number really hasn't changed a lot in the last month. It's been around 61% vaccinated.
Total population.
Yep. And it stays about 61%. Now, again, I got boosted last week, and there were some side effects. I mean, I got boosted on Friday and was sick all day Saturday. Didn't feel well Friday night, but all day Saturday I felt bad. Sunday I was still tired. I think had some lingering things going on here, as I shared with you when we were doing broadcast together. You know, some sniffles and just some other things that maybe lingered a little bit. But at least you go out there, and my thinking was, okay, here comes Omicron's coming. Thanks. Christmas is coming. New Year's is coming. We're going to be with people. I'm going to try to reduce the chances that if I do catch it, it's going to be a lighter case of COVID. We've seen too many friends of ours that have had long hospital stays or getting ready to go to Cardinal Hill for rehab or even dying. And that's too scary for me. I just really don't want to go there. And, you know, a lot of those folks we're seeing are even younger than we are. So, you know, that being said, it's still a scary time with COVID. I know there are folks out there who probably aren't nearly as scared of it as what I am, but that's an issue. But like I said, I see a lot of people being very responsible before they go to gatherings. And you know what? That's kind of I'm happy to see that. That's to me, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I think as we get closer to the holidays, in a sense, a lot of people, I would assume, will potentially even change their plans.
Yeah.
Whether they test positive or don't test positive, just the mere fact of going back again a year ago saying, I'm not so sure that I want to travel, if you will, or go visit family just without taking that chance. It's one thing if you're in a pod.
Yeah.
Let's just use your family as an example. You four are normally together in some form or fashion, but now when you venture out and or people come in, now that circle has expanded just a little bit. So now, therefore, people are questioning, if you will, saying, I'm not so sure that I want to venture out or someone to come to me. Maybe we're just better off to just kind of relax and, you know, maybe get together at a different time.
And, you know, last year where we didn't necessarily get to have traditional Christmas, we found other ways to make it really enjoyable. And, you know, there's a lot of things we take out of 2020 that maybe weren't as bad as what we would have thought it was going to be. I mean, you know, we didn't have maybe everybody there, but we still had a lot of fun at Christmas, and more than we expected. We could relax a little bit easier, if you will. So there's just some positives out there, I think, of scaling back, doing some other things. There's less stress involved, and less stress is always better. You know, around the holidays, I always, you know, you stress on, did you get the right things, or did you get too much? Did you get too little, or did you do it right? I mean, that's just kind of are they going to like what I got? I sometimes still think we forget the meaning of Christmas, but, you know, it's to celebrate, you know, Jesus Christ's birth. That's the celebration. There were gifts to be shared, but it's not necessarily to, break the bank. It's more to small gifts. One of my grandmothers used to say, I just want a bunch of little stuff, you know, give her 10 presents that were small and didn't really insignificant. The times we got her big stuff, she was very unsatisfied. So, you know, it just kind of depends on where you are in your life. If you're younger, obviously you want more stuff. If you're older, you just kind of want everybody to be happy.
Well, and on one hand, too, just the idea of being able to be together.
Yeah, awesome.
That is the gift of time. You know, that's probably more important than anything. To be able to get together with your family, your loved ones, be able to share in that. The gifts obviously are very nice, but at the same time, to me, just being able to get together, there's something about that. Obviously, as you get older and kids move away and kids move on and all of that, it becomes more and more difficult to schedule times when people can get together. So, you know, Christmas obviously is one of those times when everybody tries to get together, Thanksgiving, the same thing, to come together, to enjoy that time, to take advantage of the opportunity, and obviously realizing too that for people who have lost loved ones over the past year and or years, it becomes a different transition. My mother's been passed for over 20 years, and I know your father's been passed for years as well. At that point, it never makes things easier. You just learn to cope and deal with that. So obviously, I mean, even our thoughts and prayers going out to those families who've lost loved ones like that, and or even people who are alone. I don't think we even realize the number of people who don't necessarily have family that are close or nearby where they're even able to travel. You know, even people who are shut in, if you will. So, again, we've got a lot of people who need a lot of love in many respects, and just a matter of reaching out to people and expressing that you're thinking about them.
Boy, that's exactly right. I mean, we lost a loved one in our family this year. So I know the family will struggle with that for Christmas. It'd be the first Christmas without. That's one of those things that you have to go through in life. You know, you have all the loss and grief out in Western Kentucky. You have more loss of life this year than with and not just COVID. COVID wound up, I think, number three on the list. It was number three killer in 2021. But still, you had a lot of people die before what was expected. You may have had folks die that from something else because they couldn't get treatment because of COVID, or depression because of COVID. You got all these other things that there's a lot of families this year that will be without a family member or more, and this will be a trying time for them. But like I said, again, you go back and look at the folks in Western Kentucky. Some families lost their entire family, or you know, their homes, all their gifts that they had already, they're gone. So sometimes you take a step back and look how others have been damaged this year, and you say, well, I'm thankful for what I have, and that's the way you should be. We're so thankful for the outreach, I guess, down in Western Kentucky. We've, you know, what was it, 2 days ago, the buses from all across the state of Kentucky, busloads of stuff going to Western Kentucky. As Kentuckians take care of each other, and that always is the way it is. We could be so diverse in politics, but if there's a tragedy happens, we're all going to jump in. It doesn't matter about party. I wish we could have that same kind of camaraderie all year than just it takes something tragic to happen to show we all do care and that we all share that same thing in life.
On one hand, that is unfortunate that it does take a tragedy in order for us to gain a new perspective on life in general. It's great that people do come together, but like you said, it's almost, if we could just do this consistently, holding the door open for someone, letting somebody in traffic, whatever the case, you know, not flipping somebody off when you're mad or whatever it might be. Again, if we could find the love within each one of us and express and share that love, despite the fact that somebody cuts you off, you know what, we don't know their circumstance, why they needed to hurry up and get going where they are, whatever the case might be. But if we could just sit back and gain a perspective, realizing that life is truly so valuable, so precious, none of us have any control over time or what happens. As we've talked even in weeks past, in a split second, so many tragic things can actually happen, and life is that fragile and precious. Take advantage of it, and obviously let all your loved ones and family and friends know that you care and that you love them.
And man, would it not be a much better place if that's the way it was every day of life? It just, I mean, to me, to be happy is one thing. It takes a lot of energy out of folks to be depressed and be sad and or be angry. A ton of energy to be angry. But man, it is so nice just to feel happy or glad. I don't know. It's just a good feeling. I wish there was just a lot more of that out there than what there is. There's a lot of hatred out there, and I wish just folks, you're spending a whole lot of energy on something that you could probably do better.
You're exactly right. I'll kind of put things into perspective this way. It's not so much the pursuit of happiness as much as it is the pursuit of peace within the confines of whether it's a good day or a bad day. Finding that peace within that. Again, don't let your high get too high. Don't let your low get too low. But finding peace within that transitional period, no matter if it's a great day or no matter if it's just a terrible day, finding that peace within that to exist.
Yes, my wife always says, I can always find somebody that's having a tougher time than I am.
100%.
So we'll take a break. Be back more here with sports here on Powell County Sports Network. Live here with Dave and Ken. Back in a moment.
The Big Finish sales event is underway at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. All new 2021 Ram trucks are priced to move with 0% financing and the best rebates of the year. Don't put off that new vehicle purchase. Check with the good guys at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton before you buy anything. Call them 606-663-2856. Always a better deal. Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, exit 22 off the Mountain Parkway in Stanton.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
The team at Appalachian Wireless wants to say thank you as they kick off the holidays with a special event, the Appalachian Wireless 30th Anniversary Holiday Sale. Appalachian Wireless is celebrating 30 years, and we want to say thank you with a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright. From now till the end of the year, visit us in-store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale and giveaway. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Faulkner along with Ken Simon. Again, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Again, we will not be with you next week, so this is our end of year show. And now we're going to turn and recap the last week for boys basketball here in Bow County.
Well, you know, even saying kind of the last show of the year, it's just hard to believe that we're about ready to flip into 2022.
Yeah, it seems like crazy. We just started it.
I mean, it seemed like we just started 2020,
yeah.
Kind of. You know, the last 2 years, obviously,
but
redo without all of this. Yeah. Well, let's go back to the Montgomery County game as the Pirates traveled on the road and ended up losing that game 62-60. Very competitive game, back and forth. The Pirates were down. The Pirates got up, got down to about the final minute, a couple mistakes by the Pirates. They ended up losing that game, but showed a lot of effort, showed a lot of heart, a lot of hustle. In many respects, had a really good game. Of course, you can go back and pick it apart time and time again, but really within that final minute, some mistakes were made down the stretch, and that really ended up costing them. But I felt like that was probably their best performance that we had seen them play all season.
It was to me, it could have been a turnaround game for Powell County because they did play better. They played better team ball. They played better across the board, but like you said, came down late. There were a few mistakes made, and again, you make a mistake in the first quarter, it's going to cost you the same as it does at the last. But those at the last always shine brightest. And again, I know nobody's trying to make the mistakes, but again, it comes from experience. Being in those opportunities as much as you can, being in close games. Last year, we were blown out a lot. Now we're in a close game. We got to learn how to handle it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I felt like with that particular game, too, had they been able to win, I felt like that would have gotten them a little bit more over a hump.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, if anything, to gain confidence a little bit more, saying, okay, this is the kind of effort that it's going to take for four quarters. Unfortunately, it wasn't through the four quarters, in a sense, and that they ended up leading to the loss. But a lot of positive good things came out of that particular loss. You know, you can say moral victory, et cetera. But when you learn from those losses and you improve upon those, and that's one thing. If you don't, then that's a setback.
As a recap, we're looking backwards coming forward, and this is the feelings that we had at the time. As we progress through the week, we're going to change the way we're kind of thinking a little bit here. So we're going to go now to the Monday broadcast, which was the Morgan County game that I had here while you were at the girls at Lee County. And honestly, it was one of the worst performances I've seen in a while. We got a win over Morgan, who we beat 36 up there. Morgan kind of looked really good to me, and because I think we let them. So you don't, in a week and a half to, well, into what, a month, less than a month turnaround, well, I guess 3 weeks turnaround, you go from winning by 36 to barely winning in overtime. Same kids on the floor in a home game. I'm telling you, it was a really we didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't make great decisions the entire game. We didn't come off that Montgomery County game like we should have. We said this on the radio on the way home from Montgomery. Morgan County could be a trap game.
Yes.
And without losing the game, we did get a win. But to me, it was like losing the game because we played that poorly. And I know y'all are out there saying, well, win's a win's a win. No, it's not. You can't win a game by beat a team by 36 on their floor and come back and almost lose the game to the same team in overtime. That just shouldn't happen.
By 1 point, no less.
Yes, and again, we barely held on. So we didn't play well at all against Morgan County. Then we had to turn around again and go to Hazard and play.
Well, let me mention this. I think as far as the Morgan County, sometimes you're exactly right. We did talk about it being a trap game. When you beat somebody by 36 points at that point, guess what? You've got this game wrapped up,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Before you even tip it up, put your uniform on, You've already won the game in your head.
Yeah.
So therefore, guess what? When you're doing your shoot arounds, you're going through practice, you're just like, you're high-fiving your buddies and all that kind of stuff, and you're just going through like, yeah, we got this, and you don't show up to play. Therefore, you have a poor performance because you weren't prepared. Therefore, Morgan County learned, like, guess what? It's not going to happen again. They're going to come out and do what they can in order to reduce that 36-point loss. Now, did they necessarily improve? Maybe not. But the Pirates definitely didn't show what they showed in that first outing.
That's correct. And they didn't show, to me, what they did at Montgomery in a losing effort. It wasn't the same group of kids. And Coach Martin even told me after the game, he thought they looked that way pregame. And that's what showed up. He was glad they got the victory. But like I said, yes, it's a victory. It goes down the win column. I don't look at it as a good performance or a good win. It's a win, yes. It's not a good win. It's one of those where you should learn a whole lot by your by the effort that you played. You know, Montgomery County is an okay loss. Morgan County was a bad win.
That's a great way of looking at it. I think, too, that when you consider that you just rode high in a sense as far as the Montgomery County loss, again, you almost played a complete game and almost coming away with a victory. Instead of coming out with that same intensity, that same effort, instead you have a letdown and you're not hitting your shots. You're a little bit more sloppier in a sense. And therefore, now it becomes a head game where all of a sudden now you're doubting your ability. You're doubting yourself. But you're not necessarily going after those loose balls and scrambling and diving on the floor and blocking out and doing all those things that you did against Montgomery. People could care less what's across your chest in many respects as far as once you're out on the floor and you're playing individually. At that point, you have to put forth the effort in order to make it happen. If the effort's not there, because it doesn't matter, you know as well as I do, if I'm prepared and you're not prepared and or vice versa, it doesn't matter what's on the jersey. I'm going to come out, especially in high school sports, I'm going to come out and I'm going to put it to you and prove that I'm better than a 36-point loss, and therefore teams will do that. Again, just because it's somebody and because you've always had the upper hand is completely irrelevant. Every new game is a new opportunity to prove yourself and your team's worth, whether or not you are good enough, whether you prepped enough, or whether you're just coming in and be like, ah, we've got this in the bag, and you don't show up and the other team does.
Yeah, and what made that even worse, though, they had to go, like I said, on the road to on Saturday to play Hazard. Now, I didn't get to watch the game. I know they lost handily to Hazard.
72-54.
And I talked to some folks that either watched the game or went to the game, and the comment to me was they played as bad against Hazard as they did against Morgan. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there. Really can't comment on how they played because I didn't see it. But the remark was made to me they didn't play well at all against Hazard. And Hazard's a decent team. So, yes, you're going to get beat bad. And I think they were down at one point by 30. So, to close it out, they closed it out well. You know, cut the deficit some. But, again, it's a pretty easy defeat or it's an easy win for Hazard going forward.
And that game was actually, the Hazard game was 2 days later.
Yeah.
As far as that, it still goes
Thursday,
back.
Thursday, Saturday, yeah.
It to me, it still goes back to, okay, did you not prep? Did you not come prepared to play? Were you exhausted? Were you tired? You know, what kind of excuses do you have for a lack of an effort and a performance, especially like you gave against Montgomery County? What happened in that loss? You couldn't have allowed that loss to be so defeating in a sense that all of a sudden you're not showing up the next two outings and playing with that same intensity. So, again, what is the reasoning behind that? And only each individual player can actually answer that themselves.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there that may say, okay, well, Montgomery County is not that good this year. And that was their first win. But if you look at who they played and how close they played some of those teams, the teams they played were pretty good teams. So they've lost to teams that are much better. And not always much better, but that are pretty solid programs. So when you look at Montgomery and say, okay, they're weak, they've played a tough schedule. And they're very young, totally. Their entire look is young. You know, congratulations to Coach Bentley. I thought he stayed in the moment on that one and got the win. You know, Coach Martin he's done a lot of AAU coaching and this is, this, to me, is his first time as an experience with the head coach in high school basketball. He's learning, and we have to be patient with that. But, again, there's times that sometimes you need to change things up. And when we go forward here, we're going to go to Lee County on, was it? Well, not before last, right? What is today? Monday night.
Monday correct. Night. Yep.
So we went there to broadcast that game, and for 3.5 quarters, it was some terrible basketball again. Now, Lee County played really well. Defensively, we couldn't stop anybody. Offensively, we couldn't throw in the ocean. Now, finding out later on that there was a little injury with Chandler Conklin, had a little foot or ankle injuries, which is why we didn't see him as much. So we're glad we got that answer going forward. But we didn't show up against Lee until the last 4 minutes of the game and wound up making it a game. And, you know, Lee County did not perform well at the end of the game, which we talked to Coach Broadwell after the game, and I even talked about it. I said, you guys didn't play well at the end. We played a lot better, but I don't know where we were for the first 24 minutes.
And I'm not so sure that we can explain that other than going back to my analogy earlier as far as them sitting there thinking we beat them 40 times and they've only won 18 or 19. Therefore, it's Lee County. We've got this. Lee County showed up, went up 7-0 in no time in the first quarter. And at that point, Powell struggled, got down by as many as 18 mm-hmm. points. And it really wasn't until the final 4 minutes, to 4 minutes, that Powell finally decided to show up. They didn't get back in defense. Lee County was getting a lot of easy baskets in transition. You know, somebody would take off basically and run the floor, and next thing you know, there's the outlet pass. They're going in for an easy layup. On one particular play, too, you have all 9 players around the free throw line and or the 3-point arc, and then you have one player for Lee County down underneath the basket, wide open, nobody guarding, nobody covering, and easy, too. You take away the fact that Pirates gave up a lot of those easy baskets. Now it becomes a competitive game, but it ultimately goes back to where were you those first 3.5 quarters? Why were you not playing with that type of intensity instead of the last 4 when you're playing catch-up?
Do you have that game pulled up on your phone right now?
Well, kind of, but what are you looking for?
Statistically, what did Lee County shoot?
Well, I don't necessarily have that one pulled up. I've got the KHSA app without the website.
Well,
but it'll take me just a second here.
I know my comment to Coach Broadwell was it seemed like you guys shot 75%. And in the first half, it looked like Powell County was – and I know we shot a lot of threes, and it really kind of bugged me. We probably shot 10 threes and made one in the first half. We just didn't pound the ball inside. Now, knowing now what we know now, there might have been a little reason for that. We didn't have Congleton on the inside as much as we thought we would. But he was on the floor, but he was on the outside. It was more Barnes on the inside. So, to me, there were some questions to be answered. We did not cover well in our man-to-man. And I said this on the broadcast on Monday. We have some pretty good individual defensive players on this team. But the total picture of what we're doing defensively is not very good. So, if you have one or two playing well defensively or playing acceptable defense, and you got three not, you're probably going to get blown out. And that's kind of the picture that was drawn to us.
Yeah, I think with Lee County, they came to play. We didn't necessarily come to play under those circumstances. And then, obviously, the fact that they seem to have wanted it more. And I think that's a big part. But I think when you go back to the Montgomery game, I felt like that the players wanted it more for Powell. Like, they wanted it. Like, they were out there doing whatever. They wanted that win. Again,
for the majority of the time.
Yes, and then all of a sudden breakdowns, and credit Montgomery County. You know, you get a steal, you make your free throws down the stretch, and all of a sudden you end up winning by 2. But I felt like that they wanted it. But since then, I'm not so sure that they've kind of wanted it. It's like we show up and we almost expect to kind of win because it's Lee County without actually thinking that Lee County's going to come and they're going to
With Lee County, I'll say this real quick. They've got a player in Zach Watterson who is one of the top players in the 14th region, no doubt about it. Averaging 22 a game. Already had 2,000 points. He's only a junior.
Had 31 that night.
30-some against us after he was injured for a little bit, but still had 30-plus points on us. Now, when you look at the defensive assignments, Cam Del Rosario had Watterson for the bulk of the game, who fouled out late in the fourth quarter. But I tell you what, Cam, in my opinion, was one of the better defensive players on the floor. Watterson got most of his on some of those runouts. We're sending 5 guys crashing the board, which is okay. I understand it. But if they're going to release one or two, somebody's got to stay back. And we weren't getting back.
Well, to give you a perspective now as far as the stats, Lee County, 58% from the field. Check this out. 64% from three.
They made
9 out of 14. And then they shot 78% from the free throw line.
Now, if you flip the gears here and look at Powell County's real quick, and if you look at total number, Now, I'm the only – I don't keep the stats on the shooting. I'm just giving you what I see. So I'm giving you the eye test. We didn't shoot well.
Powell shot 43% from the field, 16% from three.
Unacceptable.
Three out of 18, and a respectable 73% from the free throw line.
Okay, so if you let's figure these numbers real quick. 16% from threes compared to 64. So it's one of two things. No defense on their threes. Very good defense on our threes. And I'm thinking, no, I didn't see that the threes that we took were good looks.
Just didn't convert.
We only made three. So that tells me this. Guys, if you're going to shoot the three ball, get to work. Go down there and shoot a lot more threes than you've been shooting. Because at 16%, it's not a good shot. And I'll tell Coach Martin, I'll tell whoever that wants to listen, if you're only going to shoot at 16% clip, you don't need to shoot. Pound the ball inside where you're shooting 47, 48. But the game was probably decided on the difference of 64% to 16%. The other two numbers you can live with. You know, the twos, 43% for us, but 50 or 58?
58 for them.
Man, 58% is too good. When you got Chandler Conklin, Colin Barnes, on the inside with their size, and you throw in Braden Brandenburg with his length, shouldn't ever happen. Shouldn't ever happen. You have a team shoot over 58% from the field, 64% from three. That's just a stupid number. But what they did does, they filled it up. And we were competitive.
Yeah, and that's the crazy part, right?
We must have won the rebounding game. We had to win something to get that kind of number. But offensively, we got to get better. And if you want to take a three, I don't mind you taking a three. But put some numbers up where you are statistically, it's an advantage. Yeah, you can have a bad shooting night, and I totally get it. But if you have a bad shooting night on one thing, let's do better on the other. And we just didn't get either inside play or the outside play like it should have been. And we lost on both percentages on the shooting. So guess what? You're going to lose the ball game.
Yeah, we didn't close out defensively.
No.
And ultimately,
and haven't closed out defensively all season.
Correct. And it goes back to as well, they had so many easy baskets in transition. So many easy baskets in transition where someone was not getting back. They probably easily had 10 points. Could even be more than that, but I'm going to give them at least 10 points in a sense as far as those runouts and being able to get those easy baskets. Somebody has to cover.
Yeah, you're right. Now, this team is, we talked about the comparison and we'll kind of give you a little bit of review from 2020, 2021 to now. This team right now, the way they're playing, is not any better than what we were watching last year. And if you all want to get mad at Dave Fulton for saying that, that's fine. That's what we're watching. Play better. And I won't say that. The Montgomery County, you had a loss. I was bragging on you guys. Since then, I only bragged on you for a couple minutes at the end of the Lee County game. And I'm kind of honest with what I think and what I would tell you to your face or on the radio here in public. You know, it's time to put up or shut up. I mean, these kids, I think they got confidence. I think they believe in themselves. But they got three wins when they should have easily had six or seven. And they shouldn't be playing this poorly. And now, if you're going to play a man defense, you got to get better. If you want to start playing some zone, I'd probably be happier. but regardless, you got to get better on closing out on the three. And if you're going to shoot the three, we got to shoot it better. So I don't know what the total stats are for the season so far for the Pirates. I would venture to guess it's not where it should be. But, you know, in the games we've won, we've shot well. In the games we've lost, we haven't shot well. So that's kind of a easy plug. But, again, we're going to take a break because I've gone on too long with this. But they do have an upcoming tournament coming up next week. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we'll take a break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. As a native Powell County, and I was taught a long time ago that nothing was better anywhere than it was right here in our hometown. That still holds true today when you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. Buying local not only stimulates our own economy, but enhances the very foundation of our community. I invite you to shop Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram before you leave to purchase a vehicle. I can assure you that you will be treated fairly and squarely right here at home.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Protec Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Community, what does the word mean to you? Here at Citizens Guaranty Bank, community means everything. It's why we do what we do. As our community grows, we are here to be your helping hand, putting your dreams to work. Our community has very exciting opportunities and challenges. Let us help you build your future and meet the future needs of our community. My name is James Clark, the Powell County Market President here at Citizens Guaranty Bank. At Citizens, we are your hometown bank, and we are here for you because we are you.
Stop by any of our convenient locations in Stanton, Irvin, Berea, Richmond, and London. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Citizens Guaranty Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. This is Dave following along with Ken Simon. And again, I don't mean to rant and rave too much about these kids playing basketball. It's just a game. But, you know, I've heard a lot of people criticize, you know, me for being negative. I think I'm just calling it straight up. I'm going to try to challenge you again. We got to do better than what we're doing. And as a team, as a coaching staff, our crowds are doing better. Pep section doing this job. Our players and coaches, to me, have got to do a little bit better than what we're doing.
Well, on one hand, one of our jobs as being the broadcasters is to just tell it like it is, and I felt like that we tell it like it is from our perspective.
And a fan's perspective.
100%. Yeah. And we want them to be successful. We want them to win. We also want the effort like we saw at Montgomery County for four quarters. We want them to play strong defense, to rebound, to, you know, lay it out on the floor in a sense, go after those loose balls and play tough and hard for those four quarters every game.
Oh, this team has the possibility, in my opinion, to easily win the 56th district tournament.
Agreed.
I really think this team has got some positive stuff, but they're not showing it. And until you start showing it, I can't give you the respect that you think you deserve because you haven't put it out there yet.
Well, that's going back to your statement a minute ago as far as, like, after the Montgomery County game. I mean, we were both singing their praises in a sense as far as, like...
And you lost.
And you lost, but the effort was there. Again, a couple of breakdowns here and there, but you still had that within your grasp, but then you show up flat the next couple of outings, and it's not acceptable.
And I'm not saying you guys aren't playing hard, but I'm also saying you could probably play harder and smarter than what we're doing.
Yeah, you have to reduce those mistakes, etc.
Period.
They will actually be in a tournament coming up next week where they will be over in Bath County. They will start off playing Elliott County on Monday the 28th, and then the 29th and 30th, those games yet to be determined as far as who their opponent will be.
It will depend on who they win or lose the first game, and then win or lose the second game.
And the Elliott County game is at 6:30. Over at Bath County. So there's that as far as the boys are concerned.
Yeah, they've got some time to chew on those losses and chew on some of our words here. Go into the Christmas, and then after the Christmas break, they'll get to play some games.
And our next broadcast for the boys will be January the 4th. They will play host to Bath County. So they'll have Bath County on January the 4th.
And then the 7th is at Estill. I just thought I'd throw it in there. I know that date.
Yeah, that one definitely be a tough outing. Just so everyone knows as well, we will not have the Powell County Sports Network at the Estill game. It will be the Estill County Sports Network who will be broadcasting that game on WSKV as well as the NFHS app. So, therefore, we will not necessarily be covering that
now,
one.
Now, tournament time, you may see both crews there. But right now, regular season, they'll cover their home game. We'll cover our home game, and that's fine.
And that is fine. Let's transition over to girls. Again, we want the boys to win.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please.
Makes it a lot easier.
It definitely makes it a lot easier.
My blood pressure doesn't have to go up either, so I'm getting a headache.
And you know as well as I do, though, we want to, and I get that people probably think that we're so, you know, we're overly critical in a sense, but we're trying to point out things that need improvement. To give people a perspective, if they correct some of these issues, they can be that team that can go on a great big run or whatever else and go deep even within the regional tournament.
In my opinion, if they didn't have the potential that I think I can see I wouldn't say these things.
So I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. So, again, we'll transition over to the girls, trying to figure out where we were with them. I guess the last game that we had prior was against they played Bluegrass United. We talked about that last week where they ended up getting a victory over the Kentucky Homeschool. And then they traveled to Lee County where the Lady Pirates ended up winning by 22 points, 63-41. Then they followed that up on Saturday, the next day, or Friday, excuse me. They followed that up, and then they ended up losing 72-59 at Perry County Central. Again, a tough regional matchup at Perry County Central, ended up dropping that one. And then they fared pretty well in the Bath County Tournament. They ended up defeating Boone County 67-39 on Monday. They ended up winning, losing against Paris yesterday 56-45, and then they ended up winning their game today, Campbellsville. They defeated them
by eight points,
and Campbellsville actually defeated Estill County by 2 points, I believe was the
overtime
final score on that
yesterday,
one
yesterday. Yeah,
so therefore, you know, at least as far as a common opponent at this point, you know, the Lady Pirates at least seem to have fared a little bit better.
Yeah, and you had the Lee County broadcast up there. Did they play better against Lee than they did against Bluegrass United, or how did that game go?
I felt like that they did. When you look at the Lady Pirates, we didn't see, who am I trying to say? Makaira Cottle. She missed one of those games.
She was
there
back for Lee County, but she was not a starter.
She did play for against Lee County, and I think that she was kind of a difference maker in the sense that when she's out on the floor, her speed and quickness and her tenacity really go a long way. And I think that the rest of her teammates play off of that intensity, and that causes them to pick up their game. I think when, you know, as she goes, I think the rest of the team goes in many respects. You know, she has to be able to stay out of foul trouble, things like that. But I think as that point guard, in a sense, again, as she moves, I think they move collectively. Again, like the fact that they were able to win two out of three games at this tournament.
Yeah, now Boone County coming in, they were averaging only 19 points a game and scored 39 against us, which tells me we didn't have the defense against them than what we needed to, or maybe they played a little bit better than what they normally do. But, again, got a big win for, I think, Kenna had 35. Am I right? I don't know if she got player of the game, and I think she only missed one shot, something like that, what I saw on Facebook.
I don't necessarily have that with me.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that kind of performance, I think somebody said, yeah. I think I read you 16 for 17 from the field, 35 points. Man, that's a game. And we've talked about that. She was shooting 70% going into the Bluegrass United game where she didn't shoot well against them. But, man, you're shooting 70% from the field and then pick up 35 against Boone County. Give her the basketball.
Yeah, her percentage had dropped a little bit, but when you're that high, you're going right back up.
When it's that high, you still have to go to that player because they're making too many shots. You got to go there with the basketball, and you try to go there first. I mean, to me, it's just, you know, I think the boys' game, you go inside. Guess what gets better on you going inside? The outside game.
Correct, that inside-outside.
I just think the same thing for the girls. They like to shoot the three. But if you start that inside game first, those threes are going to be wide open a little bit later on.
Well, for the Lady Pirates, one of the things that we've talked about with them is that when they do try to go inside, they have to be careful when Kenna is double-teamed.
Yeah.
At that point, you can't force it. Don't force it in because that causes turnovers and the other team has an opportunity back on offense. So if you're patient along those lines and it doesn't necessarily get in, take it all the way back out top and let's reset and see if we can't work it in there again.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of turnovers trying to force the ball inside when it's not there. Again, maybe and Makaira, when she drives the ball inside or any of the players, they drive it inside, it's easier to get her open on a little dump pass because they're having to stop ball. It's very difficult to stop the ball and double team a post player down low without the ball. Somebody's going to be wide open in that situation. A lot of times the ball gets double-teamed, and there's somebody wide open underneath the basket, and that's sometimes been a good outlet for our drivers with the basketball. So that going forward. I know they got a tough loss against Paris, who was probably a better team than what we had thought they would be when we looked at who they had played. And then today got a win by 8 over Campbellsville, who, you know, and from what I don't think they probably played as good as they could have against them. But, again, it's a win. You got 2 out of 3 at the Bath County Tournament. You were in the winner's bracket, I would have assumed, since you won the first game, lost the second. You were probably in the, you know, the back draw of the winner's side, but at least you were there and tried to fight for something.
Yeah, anytime you can go 2 out of 3 over a 3-day span, that says a lot, especially you drop the middle game in a sense, but come back strong and get the last game there. So for them to go 2 out of 3, I don't think you could have probably asked any better. Obviously, you'd like to go 3 out of 3, but nonetheless, 3 consecutive games, that's tough.
In those tournaments, there's only one team that's going to win 3, and that's the winner of the tournament. You know what I mean? So 2-1's a good record. Sometimes if you lose the first game and win 2, you have a lot less of opponents to play. Winning the first game, you had to play some tougher opponents in games 2 and 3, and I'm glad Powell County was on the positive side of that.
They will actually be
off
until January the 4th, where they will be away at Menifee County, and then January the 7th, they will be at Estill County. And then going forward on the 10th, they'll host Lee County.
So what does that make the girls' record now?
4-7.
So the girls are 4-7, boys are
3. Well, actually, they won today, so it'll be 5-7.
So 5-7 for the girls. The boys are 3-5 or 6. 3-5 or 6. So record-wise, we want better for both teams for the new year. This is our New Year's wish list. And, you know, boys still got 3 games for the New Year's. Go play better over at Bath County, guys. Get something figured out before you get into Estill County on the 7th. But, again, we got to figure some things out strategically, you know, shooting-wise, defensively. The boys got to figure some things out. The girls, again, if you're not shooting the ball extremely well, go somewhere else. Right now you've got a pretty good player to go to with Ken and Neal down low, or it looks like from an outside perspective looking in. Again, we're not necessarily seeing the games, but looking at the numbers, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I think for the girls, I think that with them, when you have Presley Hall, Kansas Stevens, Chloe Grader, even Lori Faulkner, and even Kayla Neal for that matter, those players, when they come in and they perform well, whether it's obviously you need some offensive production from each one of those players when they come in. If they don't get that, and we've talked about this as well, come in and do something else. Just because you're not necessarily scoring doesn't mean that you can't, you know, go after a loose ball, get a rebound, play tough defense. You know, there are other areas that you can contribute to your team if you're not necessarily scoring that night.
To me, Powell County needs to have 3 players in double digits every night to win. I'm not saying who those 3 are. The girls need 3 players in double digits to have a chance to win. And you usually pick 2 of those 3 out. The third one, it just depends on who it is. It'd be nice to have 4 players with double digits, because sometimes one of the players we're watching, and I won't mention names, we're not taking enough shots. Get you some good looks. We need more shots out of some players. We need to mix it up, because we can become very predictable. And when you're predictable, you're easier to guard. And it makes it a lot easier for other teams to play you when you are that predictable team. So try not to be real predictable when you play. And if you have more people that are threats, like we learned from talking to Coach Broadwell after the game, we knew who he was centering on when he talked to us after the game. I'm not going to tell you who. I might tell Coach Martin individually. But he had people that he was keen on defensively. And from his perspective, they did their job, because they stopped some of those players. I'll say it this way. Sometimes we stopped ourselves, but they'll take credit for stopping us because we didn't shoot the ball well.
Well, and even with the girls. So, therefore, a lot of times the games that we've watched, 2 players on Ken and Neal down inside. You've got 1 on the backside, 1 on the front side. Therefore, we're trying to lob it in. Therefore, that's how they're going to shut you down. We're going to shut down your big. It's up to somebody else to pick up that pace. Now, if you can slow down, and that's almost an oxymoron to say, Makaira Cottle, because you're not necessarily going to do that, but you have to limit her. Now it's up to those other 3 players on the floor, whether it's Presley Hall, Kansas Stevens, Chloe Grader, Kayla Neal. Who am I missing?
Lori
Faulkner. Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, whoever those players are, now it's up to you to step up and to be able to hit those shots. Obviously, different ones have stepped up in different games and had roles, but now you almost need that consistency across the board where, as you mentioned, you're getting some of those players in double digits almost game in and game out.
Yeah, that's the look. Again, I don't – listen, it's a long season. We're just in December. We've got a long way to go. Again, this is – as Coach Frehley would say, got the first 10, the second 10, the third 10. Figure out where we are in the first 10, see where we're going in the second 10. Third 10, you got to be ready to play some basketball because that's the end of the season. So if you can use that as a guide, let's make those slower increments, let's get better, and let's look for a really nice 2022. We'll take a break here on PCSN Live and come back and talk PCSN Live here on WSKV. We'll come back in a little bit and talk about the year in review.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
The team at Appalachian Wireless wants to say thank you as they kick off the holidays with a special event, the Appalachian Wireless 30th Anniversary Holiday Sale. Appalachian Wireless is celebrating 30 years, and we want to say thank you with a holiday sale that will make everyone's holiday merry and bright. From now till the end of the year, visit us in-store or reserve online for an unbelievable sale and giveaway. We know what you want for the holidays because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with David Ken. I think we're going to review our sports year in 2021, and we're just going to review the 2021-2022 seasons. So we'll start with our fall sports with football. Finished year at 2-10. Again, at times looked really nice, and at times just didn't look real good out there. Again, we were trying to mix it up, seemed like a lot early in the season, and at the end of the season kind of just went back to the good old wishbone or wing tee, if you will. But again, there's a lot of things I think that went into this team. It's, the line wasn't as strong as it needed to be, and I think that's partly because last year we could get the weight room. So there's all kinds of different things that went on with football that I think caused us to be only 2-10 this sports season. But again, when you look at the entire picture, not too unexpected, I guess. If you really, that's it's kind of where they were. They might have been 4-6 and been close, or 4-8 would have been a nice record. But that was about all you were going to get, I think, out of this team this year. Then you look at volleyball, where you had a nice season, but you still only finished under 500, but won the district and went to the region and played well. So that was a good thing for volleyball. Got a win at the region, one win, so got to go back for two. And golf, Darcy Lawson qualified for the state tournament again. Congratulations to her. So the boys have got to, pick their game up, and I think some of the girls have got to show some more commitment as a team to get better. Cross country, we had a really nice finish to the year with Amelia Barnes winning the region, running well at the state level, and then Ashley Bailey ran right behind Amelia in the regional title, qualified for state. And ran well again, picked up her time, and both of them had personal bests at state. A little update on Amelia. She did have that traffic accident with her brother Colin, and she got a, now has a steel rod in her femur where she broke her femur, and that's hopefully let's send a lot of prayers her way on her recovery and hope she gets back to running. I know it's going to be a challenge for her, but got a lot of work in to try to get back to where she was. We're hoping for a possible six-time repeat out of that regional title in cross country, but now she's just got to work back to first walk again and then maybe run again.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And even when you look at the Bass team,
yeah,
several ended up qualifying at the state level. They ended up going to the tournament in South Carolina, North Carolina. Where was that tournament? I can't remember at this point, but
Alabama? No, I don't remember where it was either.
I can't remember.
But it was a good piece away. And again, they had traveled last year to the Worlds and did a good job last year.
Yeah.
So again, the Bass team has done well. We had, you know, boys and girls soccer. Boys team didn't fare as well this year. Didn't get a lot of games. COVID kind of got in the way of a lot of the boys' season.
Yeah, they were 6-7 on the season.
Yeah.
Just 13 games. But then the girls, they were like 6-11-1 or something. So they played almost, you know, an extra 6 or 7 games more than the boys did.
Yeah, so when you look at the total picture of the fall sports, didn't have a lot of winning records. I think that's kind of where we are athletically right now in Powell County. I just don't think we are where we need to be. We've talked about that as on different shows on maybe why, but we're not where we need to be in our sports. Again, I think we've got to do better than 500. Then we switch it over to the spring. I'm not sure it's going to be any better, but we're going to try to work so it gets better. But right now the trend here is a little less than 500, and I think Powell County can do better than that. But I think there are some things that are blocking our path that the school community, the entire community of Powell County has come together to fix some of those issues and have a better total sports picture here.
Just because we think we're the largest in the district, you know, and or among the largest in the region, we almost have the perception that we are kind of a somebody along those lines, but yet we don't necessarily consistently prove it on the court year in and year out. So therefore, that's why people in the region
don't
dismiss us.
Yeah.
They don't. They just, it's just like, oh, okay, well, you've made it again, but we're not worried about you because we know that we have better teams, et cetera.
I think they understand the infrastructures of our counties and understand their sports infrastructure is not where it should be.
Compared to where they are.
Yes, yeah. I think we're behind in a lot of other feeder programs and a lot of other counties. And we have a lot of smaller schools that are better than we are, and that's not the right way to go. We see a lot of improvements now going on in Estill County with the new football field, improvements to baseball and softball facilities. We've already seen that up the road. All those facilities are a lot better up there. You know, you got Sportsplex been in for years up in Knott County, and a lot of teams have really benefited from the Sportsplex. Or not just Knott County. It's Knott. It's Letcher. It's Hazard. It's Perry. All those schools up there really benefit from Sportsplex. You know, Breathitt County's had improvements in their facilities.
Well, I mean,
so,
even Lee County, as far as a community.
The community is, and I think the small schools are all you got, or sometimes your sports. So you really see it there. And again, I would like to see us start kicking in a little bit better than what we're doing. But again, it takes everybody to have the same want to, and I'm not sure everybody's on the same page as at least I think I want to be on, but, That's why the world goes round. We all got different agendas, I guess, if you will, to what makes things better. Again, you can't just want to be good. You got to prepare to be good. You got to work to be good, and it takes that to get there. Some of our sports teams right now, I think are pretty good. You got to prove it.
I'm not so sure that, and I've even said this before. I'm not so sure here as a community that we want it as bad as we pretend like we do. Meaning. Yeah, who doesn't want to win a district title and who doesn't want to win a regional title?
Yeah.
And it's almost like we think that we have the teams or whatever else to do it year in and year out, just like everybody else does. You know, UK basketball fan, in a sense, be like, oh, we're expecting them to win the NCAA tournament every year. But yet, we don't necessarily put forth the time, the energy, and the effort and or the feeder programs, et cetera. We don't put in everything. We don't walk the walk, but we talk the talk. And it's not back. They're not lining up together.
Hey, listen, I will say this real quick, though. The city of Stanton seems like they're kind of upping the ante on some sports. I think there's maybe some plans in place on some others. So it looks like there's a possibility of the city kind of really getting something jump started. Kudos for you guys.
The improvements at the city park are unbelievable last 10 plus years.
But they've got some, I think there's some plans to even go further and do some other things. And I kudos go to you guys, because I know some of those plans, and we'll get into it, but that's a step in the right direction. Now, I think the school system needs to meet you part of the way also. We need new facilities here. We need another gym to practice in. We need AstroTurf or turf field on the football field. We need to widen the football field to make it accessible for soccer regional tournaments. Need to blow up the track and redo a track to have a better track surface so we can host a regional event there. We need new lights up at the city park for the baseball field. I'd love to have something to do with the softball field, but I can't. We're not even close to the top. I'm a softball coach, and I'm not going to want first. I'm going to want fourth or fifth. And that just tells me, and when I'm looking at the total picture, we got a lot of improvements to make to get this, get this place a little bit better athletically. You say facilities. Yeah, I say facilities because if you build something really nice like that, people look at it, man, we got to ante up better. We got to play better. We got to want to better. We want to send our kids up to camps. We got to want to play that sport. They got nice stuff going on. That's what brings them into UK. That's what brings them into Eastern, Western. They've also got nice facilities that brings people in. And that's kind of what gets it going. It makes a little bit of pride about you. So, again, the community's got to work together to do a lot better.
We definitely do, in order to improve that, and even getting more of a commitment from the individual players who decide they want to do this. Again, if you want to be a champion, you have to play like a champion. You have to practice like a champion. You have to put in the time and the effort. It's not going to come easy. There's nobody who has ever won a championship that sit there and said, well, that was the easiest thing I've ever done. You go back and look at all the work that they put in order to be a champion. It's one thing to think that you're a champion and you can be delusional. It's another thing to go out and prove that you're a champion. And you have to do that game in and game out to prove that you're worthy to be a champion. By putting forth that time and that effort and working on that skill set, you will eventually get there. Champions breed, a championship mindset.
Yeah.
And instead, we're just breeding like we can win the district and we can make it to the region and try and make a run at it. But are we really putting forth the effort every day that we need in order to get beyond the region, in order to truly compete for a state title? Pick any sport, I could care less.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. We've got some more closing thoughts to go. Got one break coming up. Be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
Hurt your ankle at practice? Or maybe you caught that stomach bug from your friend at school? Come to Clark Regional for the fastest and most effective care you can get from only the best of doctors. So, don't worry when you sprain your ankle making that crowd-pleasing flip. You'll be back on the field in no time.
Advancing quality care in our community. Text CHEER to 606-663-2811 to find out how you can support your Powell County cheerleaders.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family-owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates. At their sporting events, and their academics at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue. Ace, the helpful place.
Pre-planning your funeral should be a natural part of life because it provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Start the online planning process now or meet with one of our pre-planning advisors here at Davis & Davis Funeral Home for your end-of-life celebration. We also offer tribute videos, memorial websites, and live funeral webcasting. Contact Davis & Davis Funeral Home to discuss the possibilities. Find us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. Again, we got one more segment to go here. It's going to be a very short segment, but again, thanks everybody for listening to us. Again, we do want to bring you the schedule for upcoming games. Again, girls are finished until January the
4th.
4th.
At Menifee County.
At Menifee, and there'll be the next game, the big district game after that, be on the 7th at Estill.
Correct.
And the boys will tip it off at the Bath County Tournament.
Monday,
the 28th, 29th, and 30th. The game time on Monday is 6:30.
Against Elliott County.
That is the only game we can tell you when and where. It depends on Powell County, whether they win or lose. Lose, you probably play a little earlier. Win, you probably play a little later. And again, the opponent will be determined based on winning or losing as well. So that will be determined later. So just check out the schedule. I do know that the Bath County has the NFHS app, so all the games, you can watch all the games on NFHS. Just find a time whenever they're announced for Tuesday and Wednesday. You can watch the Pirates on the NFHS app if you have those. Again, I don't think there's any – well, I watched part of the girls' game yesterday, but I didn't hear any audio broadcast to go with it, which I didn't expect to hear one. But – you can at least watch the games and kind of tell what's going on there. Anything else to wrap us up here before we close it out?
Well, let's see. The girls back in action on January 4th. They play host to Bath County. So we will have that.
Boys, yes.
Sorry, yes. Yep. Boys at Bath County at home on January the 4th. So that will be our next broadcast. Will be the boys' game on January 4th.
Yeah.
Listen, in order to not appear to be so critical like David and I are, in the sense that it ultimately goes back to we care, we realize the potential and the players are on both of these teams in order to truly do something special. It's just whether or not they're choosing to want to do something special. Again, we can do all the encouraging, and it might seem like we're not being encouraging in a sense. We're just pointing out areas that they can improve in. And with that being said, the sky's the limit in a sense that they are capable of getting over that hump, especially in both of these sports.
Please take what we're saying as constructive criticism, because that's all it is. And again, it's just our opinion. I just feel as a fan, we want to see you play hard. Which again, I'm not knocking effort. But we gotta make more shots. We gotta play better. For me. You got to play a lot better defense, because I'm a defensive first person. So I'm never going to be satisfied until you're playing some great defense.
Well, so, and how long has it been said? Decades upon decades, defense wins championships.
We will start winning a lot of games by playing better defense. We got to work on our footwork, get quicker. Maybe that's your New Year's resolution, I guess, but going forward. But again, it's been a great year here at WSKB. We'd like to thank Ethan Moore and the staff here have done phenomenal work to bring you, and again, thank our sponsors, but for what Ethan has done broadcast-wise, it's been phenomenal. Where we have came from through COVID, what we've kind of built, now to go to the NFHS side, Ethan is really kind of tied into that now, and to be able to bring you all these Powell County sports, all the Estill County sports that they're bringing you, man, he has worked so hard to build this. Please, if you want to come in and support and advertise either Powell or Estill, please do. Just contact Ethan. I'm sure he would love to have some more sponsorships. And again, thank all those who do sponsor our sports teams respectively here in Powell and also over in the Estill County side. But man, it's been a really good year. We've got a lot of new equipment. It's actually been easier, thanks to the staff here for making it easier for us, if you will. When you travel to games, it's the hookups easier. People back in the studio working hard. It's been a great team effort here at WSKV in 2021.
Yeah, it really has. As you mentioned, we can't thank them enough. Whether it's the sponsors or even Ethan, Caitlin Powell, Angie, they all chip in. Even Josh, for that matter, at times. Whether it's the Facebook Live broadcast, whether it's the NFHS, they make our job a lot easier than probably what we deserve in many respects. Sometimes we just show up, the equipment's already done. We just have to do our thing and kind of take it from there. But again, thank those sponsors. Without them, this is not even possible. We can't thank them enough. When I go into those businesses, I try to thank them as often as I can to let them know that we appreciate that. Because again, without them, it's not happening.
Yeah, so they can't afford to do this without our sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. And we'd like to think that you all are doing the same thing as far as being sports fans and tuning in. And again, thank you all for listening to what we do. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And hopefully 2022 shows improvement from where we've been the last 2 years. Maybe with being all those twos in there, who knows, maybe it'll be better.
Enjoy what you got.
Yes, and don't take anything for granted.
Be thankful for what you do have. Again, don't dwell on what you don't. Be positive of what you have and just go forward from that. So wishing all of you a happy and safe holidays. Merry Christmas coming up here in just a few days, and a Happy New Year. Please be safe during all these events here in the next couple of weeks. Here, Happy New Year's. So for Ken Simon, this is Dave Fowler saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. See you in 2022. Well, yeah, 2022.
Your hometown's where you want to raise your family, where being loyal to a friend's the only way.
Hello, this is Daryl Billings for Tanner Chrysler Products here in Stanton. Years ago, my parents taught me that treating people fairly was the way to survive in any endeavor. I invite you to come see us before you leave our community to buy a vehicle. You will find that our comfortable down-home environment is one we take great pride in providing to our customers and the community we love. Our future generation will thank us for buying local.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Community, what does the word mean to you? Here at Citizens Guarantee Bank, community means everything. It's why we do what we do. As our community grows, we are here to be your helping hand, putting your dreams to work. Our community has very exciting opportunities and challenges. Let us help you build your future and meet the future needs of our community. My name is James Clark, the Powell County Market President here at Citizens Guarantee Bank. At Citizens, we are your hometown bank, and we are here for you because we are you.
Stop by any of our convenient locations in Stanton, Irvin, Berea, Richmond, and London. My money, my bank, my CGB.
Citizens Guarantee Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Qualifications and rules may apply. See institution for details.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on-site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device, made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.